Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 2nd, 2023, through Friday, October 6th, 2023. Monday, October 2nd, 2023. Former Shreveport Police Department Lieutenant indicted by federal grand jury for overtime fraud scheme. Jeffrey L. Peters, a former Shreveport Police Department lieutenant, has been charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and five counts of wire fraud. The indictment alleges that on or about January 6, 2020, and continuing through at least January 19, 2021, Peters and others knowingly conspired to defraud the city of Shreveport out of funds which were designated to pay Shreveport Police Department officers. It is alleged that Peters claimed overtime for which he had not worked and received payments for unworked overtime under the Community-Based Crime Reduction Program. According to the indictment, Peters and a fellow SPD officer fraudulently obtained these monies by creating and submitting falsified reports of overtime to the SPD. These falsified reports stated that Peters had worked overtime for the SPD. Officer 1 would also submit falsified reports of overtime to the SPD with Peters to the SPD, which falsely claimed that Peters and Officer 1 were working assignments together in Shreveport's police district, which was located in downtown Shreveport and the surrounding area, which area included the SPD headquarters. It is alleged that Peters himself submitted in excess of 50 false reports of overtime. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. Clarksville doctor sentenced in healthcare fraud scheme. Dr. Samson K. Aruza was sentenced to 84 months in federal prison after being convicted of a dozen felony healthcare fraud charges. The defendant, through his medical clinic in Clarksville, billed federal health insurance programs for hundreds of medically unnecessary services, including unnecessary office visits and steroid injections. The evidence at trial showed that he required Medicare beneficiaries to visit his clinic as many as six times each month and to undergo unnecessary steroid injections in order to obtain their prescriptions. The evidence also showed that the defendant altered progress visit notes in his patient's medical records to justify higher billing rates. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, October 4th, 2023. Former account manager at Everett Manufacturing Company sentenced to 3 years in prison for $2.5 million embezzlement. Kristen Guillory, an account manager for an Everett-based manufacturing company, stole more than $2.5 million from her employer by transferring funds to accounts Guillory set up in the names of fake companies and then routed the funds to her own bank accounts. According to records in the case, in April 2013, Guillory set up an account with payment processor Square that used a display name that made it appear it was an account of a commercial shipping company. Between 2014 and 2019, Guillory secretly paid $1,695,591 to that account and then transferred the money to her own bank accounts. She made false entries in the company's books to conceal the theft. In 2020, and 2021, she orchestrated the transfer of $604,000 to PayPal accounts and made false accounting entries to cover her tracks. She then transferred the bulk of the money for her own use. Becoming more brazen, between August and November 2021, Guillory transferred $247,000 directly from company accounts to her own bank accounts. In all, Guillory made at least $857,000 secret transactions using interstate wires that totaled $2,536,000 $1,000.86. Source: Internal Revenue Service. 2023. Thursday, October 5th, 2023. Former Utah movie producer charged with tax evasion and obstructing IRS. Paul Kenneth Cromar, owner and operator of Blue Moon Productions, LLC, was charged with tax evasion, obstructing the IRS, and forcibly retaking property that had been seized by the government to pay his outstanding debt. According to the indictment, from 1999 through 2005, Cromar allegedly did not file any federal income tax returns or pay any tax, and in 2005, the IRS conducted an audit and assessed him with $703,266.96 in taxes, interest, and penalties. After Cromar allegedly failed to make any payments towards his outstanding debt, a federal judge ordered that his home be sold at auction to satisfy his tax obligations. The indictment alleges that Cromar then attempted to stop the sale by filing bogus documents, including a false promissory note, with the IRS, intimidating potential purchasers or investors of the home, and attempted to harass IRS personnel by filing frivolous lawsuits against them personally. The indictment further alleges that, shortly before the sale closed, Cromar allegedly broke into the home and attempted to reclaim it. With the help of others, he allegedly occupied the home unlawfully for several months, fortifying it with weapons, sandbags, and wooden boards tactically placed throughout the house. Source: Internal Revenue Service. 2023. Friday, October 6th, 2023. Russian international money launderer arrested for illicitly procuring large amounts of U.S.-manufactured, dual-use, military-grade microelectronics for Russian elites. Russian citizen Maxim Marchenko was charged in connection with conspiracy to defraud the United States and with smuggling, wire fraud, and money laundering offenses based on his alleged participation in a scheme to unlawfully procure U.S.-sourced, dual-use microelectronics with military applications on behalf of end users in Russia. Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson of the Justice Department's National Security Division stated that according to the complaint, Marchenko employed a web of shell companies as part of an overseas smuggling ring to ship dual-use U.S. technology with military applications to Russia in contravention of U.S. law. Marchenko and his conspirators are alleged to have used shell companies and other deceptive measures in order to secure U.S.-manufactured microelectronics with applications included in rifle scopes, night vision goggles, thermal optics, and weapon systems for use by Russians. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.